T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For a while now, I've been wanting to do a celebration with Ben, Big Ben, but Ben doesn't celebrate. I want to do a trust fall. Like, he catches me because he trusts me, you know? To this day, bro, he's just like, nah, I'm good. So hopefully one day I can just act like I'm falling back. He catches me and I'll post it. Hey, trust fall.
Juju Smith-Schuster on the Ringer podcast with Kevin Clark. He was doing a media tour on behalf of Charmin. Juju's agent got him a toilet paper endorsement. Good work if you can get it.
Dude, those commercials are catchy, where they talk about your hiney being Charmin clean or whatever.
Is Charmin the one where they talk about bears taking a dump? Or they have cartoon bears that are constantly taking dumps?
Like, yeah, it's bears that just can... And I don't know if those bears put it in their neighbor's trash can when they're done.
A trust fall celebration with Ben. Did you know in sixth grade, I witnessed a heavier kid get, like, we missed him on the trust fall?
Are you for real? How did you miss him?
So there was a huge investigation after this happened, too. Like, every kid got called in to the principal's office and was interrogated, and the phys ed teacher got suspended over it.
So it was like a bullying incident.
No, it was a total accident. But they still did their due diligence on it. So my sixth grade gymnasium also doubled as the auditorium. So there was a basketball court, and then there was a stage in the back. I don't know if that's common.
You're describing North Catholic High School, the old building, was a basketball court built onto an auditorium
stage. So I don't know
why
they had sixth graders doing trust falls and these types of activities in gym class. Why couldn't we just play dodgeball like every other sixth grade gym class?
What really are you doing to beef up your physicality? Everyone catches the person at once, everyone does a tiny little bit of work?
We did 2 weeks of line dancing in gym class, too. You're nodding yes to that as well, Craig? That was part...
We had a 9 weeks of dance.
Line dancing, country line dancing. I'll never forget it. It was the worst. And so we did this trust fall, you know, camaraderie, everyone works together thing. And a kid that had pretty much already gone through puberty and had to weigh close to 200 pounds got up on the stage to fall. And you've got, you know.
How far below the level of the stage was the ground?
A few feet. And you've got, I don't know, maybe 4.5, 5 feet, something like that. And you've got a bunch of boys and girls, all of them pretty much prepubescent, being tasked with catching this kid. And I think, like, there was equal panic shared where he didn't fall down, like, completely fall straight back. And the group of us freaked out because he was a heavier dude. And he was bleeding all over the place. It was bad. Paramedics had to come. Ambulance showed up. Now, he ended up being fine, although I think he did end up in jail, actually, but not like as a result of this.
took a dark turn.
But
that's Barry in the lead.
But yeah, we were like accused of what you said, like bullying. Like we had all schemed together and come together to make sure that this kid hurt himself. I mean, he was one of the most popular kids in school because he was a big. You know, at that point, he's got like a 5 o'clock shadow in sixth grade. Could probably have walked to the convenience store down the street from the school and bought a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's
gotten
power
away with
when
it.
You're in sixth grade. Yeah. When you're the kid.
But it was
like
just
we had a dude in my freshman year who was able to buy beer successfully as a 14-year-old because he looked like he was about 32.
But it was bad. His parents got all pissed off, and the teacher like sat down everyone in the class and was like, "You guys should be ashamed of yourself. You ganged up on this kid." Meanwhile, it was just an innocuous trust fall where they expected us to catch a guy that probably weighed like 190.
I don't know, though. How many of you were down there beneath ready to catch him? You've got to understand
probably
if you're
10.
Those kids.
Probably 10
Dude,
kids.
There's 10 of you.
Five
there's
on each side.
Arms.
I know.
There's 20 arms that are going to divvy up not even 200
yeah, but think
pounds.
About,
you're
like,
all just
feeble,
catching 10 pounds.
Yeah, but think about feeble, frail, prepubescent boys and girls' arms. And there's a grown-ass man that's about to fall off a stage onto you. The kid was probably bigger than the gym teacher.
You could have at least like slowed down the fall or something. It sounds like you guys just got out of the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
It sounds like everyone went, "Oh, timber," and ran away.
I mean, don't you think that's a recipe for failure, Craig? If you're going to blame anyone in this, don't you blame the adults?
The adults,
the gym teacher got suspended for almost a month.
Why are you not putting a mat beneath him just in case everyone screws
but
up
I,
the
no,
trust
but
fall?
I think that was the kind of point of it, where we all trust each other. If we don't all help each other out, somebody's going to get hurt, which is a ridiculous. I can't imagine nowadays that could or would happen because of how highly litigious everyone is and lawsuits and everything else. But that was pretty much the veiled threat. Like if we don't all work together, someone's going to fall off a stage and hurt themselves. And this kid did.
I'm surprised they didn't try to set up an escape room where if everybody didn't work together, one of the kids was going to die.
Can I make a counterpoint here?
Yes.
How many lessons from high school do you really remember? Yet this one is stuck with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it stuck with the kid if he ended up in jail. He became like a menace to society because he was so angry about it.
The point of the exercise was to show what happens when there is trust or a lack of trust. Lesson has stuck with you how many years later?
Yeah, we didn't, there was zero trust there. Because
did he hold it against you guys, the kid himself?
I honestly don't even remember.
He probably doesn't remember.
I think I was in a state of shock over the whole thing. I remember coming home from school and being like, "Mom, we're going to get a call. We're getting called in here." They think.
What was
that
your mom's reaction to the trust fall idea?
I think she was listening to a Fleetwood Mac song while like rolling a joint. So not exactly sure.
Wow.
Fully remembers.
Just see Rhiannon playing.
All
you
of that.
Hear it playing when you walk in.
Yeah. You guys didn't have trust falls in gym class? You didn't do stuff like
nah.
that?
Nah. The only thing like we did was we played, I think I've told you guys, we played that modified version of dodgeball called pin dodge, where you could win by knocking down the other side's like three bowling pins and people could guard them. So it was strategy. It was fun. It was
I think
like a
we
good
played
variation.
That, something like that.
So we used for I don't even remember what grade we were in, but you know, no one, even the kids who maybe had hit puberty early, were strong enough to do like real damage. But we used those like regular rubber balls, like squishy, but not like, you know, not dense, right? Until, of course, because somebody had slipped and fallen on the other team, and I was the only person around because you couldn't go over half court. She had slipped and fallen and was just like expecting I would like throw the ball off her knee and eliminate her.
No, of course not. You whipped it like you were Randy Johnson.
Wound up and threw it as hard as I could right at her head.
And?
You know, I don't think she was crying at that point. This might have been
early
enough where she was probably taller than me.
Was it like Wilson going after Panarin?
She might have. Honestly, because I think this was like in fourth grade, she was probably taller than me then and probably could have beaten me up.
How'd she turn out?
I think normal. I don't think she's in jail. Mm. But from that point on, or from very shortly thereafter onward, because she, you know, cried or got mad, we had to use those crappy, they called them like gator skin balls, or they were foam. Mm. So every time you'd throw them hard,
they didn't
would
bounce.
Craig, you know what I'm talking about? No. Well, they didn't bounce, but they would also rise and start rising gently. So then it was a deliberate way to like get kids to throw them less hard, because if you threw them hard, you would just get eliminated because they were easy to catch.
Oh.
It was all my fault.
Which story do you like better, Craig?
Oh,
the
one, the
trust
fall.
The trust fall's way better. That was the best one I had. What?
You guys, look at Gateway spending the big bucks.
But then you had to trust the gym teacher because you had to put on like the harness. You had to get the clip
Where
on.
Where was this wall? Just in the gym?
Yeah.
They'd roll it out? They'd wheel it in there for...
No, it was just built on
Did
one
you have
of the
to
walls.
Sign a waiver?
No, no.
Did didn't. You guys ever climb to the top of the rope?
Did you never guys, had to do that in grade school.
You got all the way up to the top?
No, no, no. Like, we did that. I would... No, I didn't make it to the top.
Yeah, I never could really get it started. Like, I'd
any
see people...
Kid who, any kid who got up to the top of the rope, I felt like was a god walking
Me
amongst
too.
The rest of us.
I thought the same thing. Like they were a mutant. Like, they were a superhero spawn.
I made it to the top of the rock climbing wall, but then you have to trust the gym teacher when you're yelling on belay and belay on and all that nonsense.
I don't know what any of that
means. They're going to hold on to that rope
that
as you're
mean?
Coming down.
What do those words mean?
So what was it? You had to say on belay, which means I'm coming down, and the gym teacher yells up belay on, and then you just rappel down from this wall with the trust that this gym teacher is going to hold the rope.
Wait a minute. You don't have a bungee cord or anything
you
like
had
that?
That's the rope that's attached to you. That is the belay system.
The belay
My brother-in-law, who went to Gateway as well, the gym teacher lost grip of the rope. He fell, and they claimed it looked like he exploded because shoes shot everywhere. Like, it was a disaster.
Did the gym teacher get in trouble there, too?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, my sixth grade was a preppy sixth grade, so I know the gym teacher got in big trouble for that. I remember it. He got busted for that one. Whatever lie or excuse he came up with did not work there. He should have had his ass down there trying to catch this kid. That's where he went wrong.
Yeah, what's the... Like, the adult has to be there as a failsafe for a bunch of scared 11- and 12-year-olds. You've got to be there to make sure this kid's head doesn't go bouncing like a
basketball. And we would, like, play music, so I remember, like, Smash Mouth was going in the background. I was like, hey, man, you're an all-star. Just boom. The kid just... I thought he was going to go through the gym floor. Like, he was, like, going to break it open.
I can't help but think about this kid and wonder whether or not the trauma from that incident caused him to lead a life of crime afterwards.
No, because he was still a popular kid. He was not ostracized as a result of this.
But maybe he privately resented all of you for the damage it did to him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.